This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, today, President Obama and Vice President Biden are holding an event at the White House with law enforcement officials as they try to increase pressure on Congress to pass new gun control legislation in the wake of the Newtown tragedy. States all across the country have been passing their own measures to combat gun violence. But in Rhode Island, some Republican lawmakers are hoping to lure gun manufacturers into the state, hoping they will bring jobs. Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
Brian Newberry says you got to do the math. Rhode Island has 9.8% unemployment, and
guns are going to be made in the United States, no matter what your position on guns. And these are high-paying jobs.
The Rhode Island House Minority Leader is inviting manufacturers like Colt and Beretta to move to Rhode Island. Connecticut, where Colt is based, passed stricter gun laws. Newberry says Colt might feel more comfortable elsewhere, and he knows it's a sensitive issue.
What happened in Newtown was horrible. And just so you know, I grew up in Connecticut myself. And in fact, I grew up with the father of one of the children who was murdered.
University of Rhode Island economist Leonard Lardero isn't convinced Newberry's plan would help.
Even if some of the gun manufacturers were to come here, it would help somewhat. It would not be by any means a game changer.
He says even with the potential of new jobs, Rhode Islanders probably won't welcome gun makers. After what their neighbors in Connecticut endured, a lot of people just don't want much to do with guns. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.